Blackstone Audio presents The Nightingale's Song by Robert Timberg, read by Patrick Lawler. To my wife, Kelly Andrews, and to the memory of my mother and father, Rose Marie Sinnott Timberg, 1912-1994, and Sammy Timberg, 1903-1992. Shattered mirror stare. Picasso split face, missing puzzle eye, mannequin's white hands, horrible hacked head, jut from camouflage clothing unattached. Still flinching at the shot that followed death's hit, his voice echoes in his pallbearers' ears as they needlessly rush him to the waiting helicopter. But his dangling arm grabs some barbed wire, and he pulls them all down with him, determined to make them look at death. So much for immortality. Lieutenant Colonel Richard C. Schultz, USMC Commanding Officer, 3rd Battalion, 9th Marines, Republic of South Vietnam, June 18, 1969. Prologue. Like much of the rest of the country, Oliver North's old Annapolis and Marine Corps buddies clustered around their television sets in July 1987 for his 6 days of gripping, in-your-face testimony before the Iran-Contra congressional committees. Several later mentioned a brief exchange between North and House Counsel John Neilds that was easy to miss if your ears weren't tuned to the right pitch. Neilds, his longish hair brushing his shirt collar, referred North to a document. That is